Liz Truss was the Prime Minister of broken promises. She caused a near meltdown of the markets. Nearly all her unfunded plans for tax cuts were reversed. Now she's out, the shortest serving Prime Minister in UK history.
I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
Her undoing started last Friday. She'd sacked her finance minister, Kwasi Kwarteng. But blaming him for getting it wrong had no effect on the markets. The pound wasn't recovering and the cost of government borrowing was still going up. A nervous Truss walked out on questions.
Aren't you going to say sorry?
In came political heavyweight Jeremy Hunt as new Chancellor, trashing virtually all of the Truss plans, saving billions of dollars and calming the markets.
Economic credibility gone!
The next day, she was confronted by opposition Labour leader Keir Starmer. For the first time, she seemed to be defiant.
I am a fighter and not a quitter. Thank you.
But 24 hours later, she was told to quit. Now the Conservative Party is engulfed in leadership elections again, and those in charge say they'll have to be quick.
I think we are deeply conscious of the imperative in the national interest of resolving this clearly and quickly.
Contenders include former Chancellor Rishi Sunak, but there's still anger in the party over his part in bringing down Boris Johnson. And Johnson does look like trying to make a comeback. His allies say it would be in the national interest. Penny Mordaunt, leader of the House of Commons, may be a good unity candidate, but may not have enough experience to convince the party. And as the country is facing a change of Prime Minister for the third time in 3 months, the opposition is calling for a general election.
We can't have a revolving door of chaos. We can't have another experiment at the top of the Tory party. There is an alternative, and that's a stable Labour government. And the public are entitled to have their say.
The Conservative Party is split, it's damaged, and it's still shaken by what's happened. The last thing it needs right now is a general election. Opinion polls show it would be decimated. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Downing Street.